as coaches, you attend football clinics and you try to get new ideas to help your football team or your basketball team, those types of things. And just talked to a lot of ADs around the area, around the state. And last year, Norway High School did this great football drop. It was a huge success down there. Their goal was to sell 500 footballs, and I think they did sell 500 footballs at $20 a football. And it was just money that they raised to help the athletic department.
Well, you know, we talk a lot with administrators and with school districts, et cetera, and, you know, finances are what they are, and, you know, there's no really way around this, and you need creative ideas like this to kind of make things work, don't you?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, I have to thank our superintendent, Mr. DeRocher. I went to him with the idea, and he was all for it, and we progressed there, and we, with that, once he approved it, got a lottery license, and yeah, you know, times are tough. Times are tough, and this is something that we can do to help reduce the expense coming out of the school.
Now, again, this is happening at the football game, but I want to really drive this point home. This is for the athletic department budget. This is not just for football.
Absolutely, Mark. This is not an individual sport fundraiser. It's an athletic department fundraiser, and it's something that's going to really, I think, create a lot of interest tomorrow night. Besides the football game, it's something that I think our community is really looking forward to doing. We still do have some tickets available, and I really want to thank our fall athletes. Our fall athletes were really out selling a majority of the tickets. A majority of the tickets were sold to people in Nagani, the Nagani community. There are some people that from outside the community that have purchased tickets, and we're getting close to our 500 ticket sale.
Well, a nice thing about it, too, is getting the athletes involved. That kind of gives pride and ownership in what they do, be it a tennis player, cross country, what have you. There's a certain pride in taking ownership of this whole fundraiser from the athletes' proportion.
You know, absolutely. And again, you can't thank enough our fall coaches for getting their fall athletes involved in doing this. And naturally, without their help, it would have been a lot tougher thing to sell.
Mark Morana joining us here this morning, athletic director in Nagani, with the great football drop that's coming up on Friday night. Let's run them through exactly what they can win for starters here, because this is pretty significant.
Well, yeah, you know, Mark, first of all, our goal is to sell a minimum of at least 500 footballs, no more, at $20 a football. We're going to give away six cash prizes. We're going to have six targets on the football field with the $1,000 target at midfield. There'll also be a target with $500 opportunity to win a $250, $125, a $75, and a $50 prize. So we have some individuals that are going to be out there to determine the ball that hits closest to the target, and we will announce the winners either right before our football game or at halftime.
And again, this is an opportunity for folks to help out the athletic department. You mentioned the athletes are involved. Do you want them to still find an athlete, or are we getting to the point now where it's best to contact the school?
Right now, the best thing is to contact the high school. We do have some tickets available right up at the high school main office. And so if they want to come in and purchase them, hopefully there'll still be a few left.
Now, we've left out the most intriguing part of this, and that is the footballs will actually be dropped from aircraft.
Right. We have a helicopter lined up, and we have a pilot. The pilot's name is Don Giacchino, and hopefully these footballs aren't going to end up in Ishpeming or Marquette.
Well, no, that would have been last Friday with the 50-mile-an-hour winds. Yeah. A little calmer coming up on Friday night. But again, just the phone number for the high school, what's the best way for folks to get
it? The phone number for the high school is 475-7861.
And again, even if they don't get involved, you'd love to see them Friday night against a pretty good Gladstone team.
Come out to the game. It's going to be a great football game, and our team and our staff is really looking forward to the whole evening.